Yes,
praise Jesus much.
We're going to
prayer joining that of the morning. We were told we need much as the church. You as a person, we're going to pray in these categories. You as the person, Church of Christ, together as Church of Full Knowledge of God, together as Church in Uganda, together as Church in the entire world,
as
nation called for other nations,
if
we pray for the nations,
the
steps we are to move by. Understood, we need much.
Zechariah
4:6 says, not by power, not by might, but by the Spirit of God.
Holy
Spirit in the fullness, when He comes, all that we need, as promise is, John 16, verse 10 downwards. Spirit gets what's of the Father He gives us. What's of the Father is of Jesus.
And
move on to give us. That we understood it. Welcome Him in His fullness.
As
in the Acts, in the chapter 2, in the verse 3 and 4.
Came
in the tongues of fire.
So,
Galatians 4, 5.
Yes,
seven tongues, lambs of fire.
There
are seven spirits of God.
In
Revelation 5:6,
there
are the seven eyes of God,
sent
in the entire world. Let's welcome that Spirit in His fullness. Isaiah 11:2, the Spirit of the Lord, of wisdom, understanding, of knowledge, of counsel, the Spirit of power,
it will
come in much power, doubled.
So
we have seven groups of angels. Revelation 8 verse 1, seven trumpets to command. We want to welcome those commanders.
God
who's worldwide promised call, that in the nation Uganda,
it's
God's final work on the planet Earth, the greatest revival last on the planet Earth, facing in Uganda, Pearl of Africa, the seven commanders, the leaders with weapons, seven of them. Revelations 15, start from verse 1. Angels holding the weapons. Welcome Angel Michael, Angel Abaddon, Angel of Fire, concerning warfare. When we finish that, welcome Angel Gabriel and his group to spread the gospel. After that, welcome angels of scales of the provisions. After that, welcome angels of the seal of God.
As
all spiritual gifts, the apostles and prophets, for
heaven,
ready come kingdom of God, there are many. Don't have priests and Levites, pastors with knowledge. God bring many be trained as you go spread the entire world and fulfill His final work. Raise up your voice. Father Almighty, King of Kings, we glorify you. We give you glory and honor. We thank you for the good time you've given in your presence, even this day. So far, just gotten told concerning the way
you can give
tithes and offerings, O King of Kings, the riches you give us, you take poor from our midst.
We
got to understand, building the synagogue and the need within it, and they are used
to
Levites, the priests, the ministers, to take them from poverty. Poverty of ignorance, even poverty of this world, the poverty of not having what it is. Almighty God,
get
that same word. Let's move on to the prayer that join on the first in the morning, that we need much, Lord, but in all we need the Holy Spirit.
Not
in the morning today we will come to pray.
It's
Zechariah 4:6, not by power, not by might, but by the Spirit of God. When we will come in, God, we can keep all that need, as it's written in the John chapter 16, in the verse 10, 8 to 15, that the Spirit came from the Father, and He gave us for words of the Father, it is for Jesus, and they come, and you send Him to us. For you say, the Spirit of God, and the Holy Spirit, in the second Peter, in the chapter 1 verse 3, it gave all we need in life, in serving you, and move to understanding. Yet as you send Him, Lord Almighty, Almighty.
In
Psalms 104, in the birth party, you send your spirit to be created. You renew the face of God. See, you
set
him. But the Bible says, in Hebrews, the chapter 1, the 13, the verse 14, that even angels, their spirit sent to go to minister, to inherit salvation. Lord, up to this time, we lift our voices and go to welcome you. Also, angel 7, under the seven spirits, that they come, oh God, in this final world, on the planet Earth, as we promise in the other world, the nation Uganda, brethren, lift up your voice and pray, lift your voice, and you tell God, you need the books of the angels on to be our side. The Bible says, in the second Kings, in the chapter 6, in the verse 15, and 25, that those on our side, they are many than those on the oil, and they welcome army of the angels. Many that be on our side. The Bible shows in the world there are fallen angels, the demons up now into today. We need armies of angels, armies of angels, angels of holy on our side. Even now who will know the army on our side, that the good army of the enemy Satan. The Bible says in the laws you can't enter, you can't begin to fight the strong man, the strong man, except you know the army on his side, and then you know the enemy on the side of your enemy, and then attack. Up to now, you want to know all of them. Armies of angels to the word of God, and then pray, and then pray, they move on to fulfill, and they are led in the spirit of God. You come, armies of angels, by able to turn around, you leave your place, you begin to march, and you hear the strength of the heart of the Holy Spirit, and you begin to pray, you don't do it. Bible accepts Matthew 7 and allow you to pray, and even though Bible says in Matthew 3 in the verse 7 and 8 that I know what needs before you ask me, but he allowed us to pray like this. Father in heaven, not to attend him as we bring armies of angels, even today in the name of Jesus, Son of the living God. Bible says in Psalms 103 the angels, the mighty ones who fulfill the word of God, and they hearken the voice of the word, that welcome them and fulfill the Bible, to welcome them, they can fulfill the Bible. It's every word we read and power manifest. The angels, the Holy Spirit will get power to fulfill the word of God. Let it read it. Every time we preach it, the army of angels pass it and move with the prophet and prophet Elisha, the prophet Elijah, and the apostles, they were with angels, and the angel with the eternal, with smart terror, and he did the word of God, and he roared, and some angels, they blocked eyes, in the Acts 13, the eyes of a sorcerer, they blinded his eyes, the same angels, who appeared, in the ear of Elijah, and Elisha, in the king, downwards, who turned the eyes of the enemies, and they could not attack again. This day, armies of angels who are led by the Holy Spirit, seven spirits of God are moved to come. They moved to get down. They moved to get down. Bible shows them in the Genesis chapter 28, and the verses say, and you tell them, Jacob saw in the vision, and the angels get down in the stairway, and they get on the ark. And they came down. They came down. The angels of angels came down on angels. And they said, in the name of Jesus, you get down the church. Get down the full knowledge. Come on to your church. In the Uganda, come on to church. In the entire world, come to help children of God. Come to come on angels. Come all of you. Get down. Bible says, in the Revelation chapter 5, in the verse 11, and I saw trillions, 100 trillions of the angels, of the prophets. You ask of them. Ask of them. Ask of the army. Ask of the army. Ask of them. Raise your voice. Raise your voice. All you look the one. You encourage the weak. For they have no yet. Using your brothers. You hold on your hands. You hold your hands. You pray. You touch someone's hand. You pray. You raise a prayer. You walk in the world. Bible says in the James chapter 5, the verse 14, anointing, the prayer of the righteous, it avails much. You pray a prayer, when to do today, to uphold, to do our gospel, to angels to come down, to move with you, to serve you, in the God of us, in the final, on the planet Earth, Uganda, part of Africa, to spread the new world, we welcome army of angels, angel holy, we welcome you, we welcome you today, we welcome you in the world, we welcome you, we have full knowledge of God, we welcome you, oh God, we welcome you, we need you, you are servants, with us, Bible speaks of you, in Revelation, chapter 22, number 7, and the verse 8, 9, angel Gabriel, he spoke to John, we ministers, together with those, following the word of God, of God, to hear the word of God, the armies of angels, they are ready to come fulfill the word of God, how powerful, the power, you see the power of angels, the angels in the world, the angels in the church, the angels in Uganda, the angels in the church, the water world, the angels in the tower world, with mercy, I pray, they will bless him there, and they fulfill that prayer, and to that person, in the name of Jesus, Bible say, and they are praying swiftly to reach that place. You have to pray for America and in Uganda, they will fly swiftly there, and they pray for God, and they will fly swiftly as you pray prayer, and they finish, and they are deceiving, and people reaching them, and to serving them, and exactly, they will glorify God, they will thank him, the glory of God, to be in my face. Let us pray in the name of Jesus, Son of living God, you come and be the
the
heart of the prayer. You hold the prayer together. Hold the general prayer. You two, you join together. Two people. Get someone. You hold their hand. You tell them we pray.
In Uganda.
We pray for Uganda. In this call, you may touch the world. The commanders of arm of God, angel of coming, welcome them, get down in the world, come in Uganda, come to command in the work of God, in the final, on the planet Earth, with the best in Uganda, part of Africa, you command the armies of angels, those leaders, Revelation chapter 15, and the verses 1, and the verses 3, and I say, and the seven angels, seven angels who hold balls, of weapons, weapons of God, who become armies of angels, angels in the commitments, seven groups, of the angels who bring weapons,
weapons,
who came in Egypt, they appeared in Egypt, the Exodus 7, armies of angels, angels who win, wonders and miracles, and their lady, the Holy Spirit, we welcome you even today, in the name of Jesus, Son of the living God, we welcome armies of angels, in the name of Jesus, we welcome armies of angels, who are angels of war, who are spoken of in Zechariah, in the chapter 1, verses 18, into 21, and I saw four horns, which kind of children of God, and they can't lift their head, and I saw four craftsmen, angels four, who come to terrify demons, and four angels angels that come to fight us, who terrify, who harm, who terrify, and the hand was who provide demons, who demons, demons, who are prepared themselves to attack them,
to attack them, to fight the new generation with the fundamental of God.
When you see your nation,
oh, search them,
search them,
search them,
fight them,
fight them,
Angel Michael,
Angel Michael,
we are talking about
in Revelation
chapter 6,
chapter 6,
verse 1,
to call that you move
on the
horse,
on the white
horse,
with the
crown,
with the sword,
to go
and win,
to go and
conquer,
in Daniel,
prayer
of Daniel 12,
verse 1,
chapter 1,
verse 1,
to two,
he says,
and
Michael,
your prince,
shall
stand for you
in the later
days. Call
an angel
Michael.
Call an angel
Michael.
We see the
army. We see
the army.
We see the
army.
Say it all.
Talk
to him.
We'll get an
idea.
Verse
7.
To 12.
He said,
and there was one
in heaven.
And the angel Michael
began
to fight
with the
angel,
with the angels.
And the dragon.
With his
foreign angels.
Now welcome.
Angel
Michael.
Yalisa Malika
Michael.
Yalisa Malika Michael.
Angel Michael.
Michael,
how to fight war?
We'll
come there.
We'll come with.
Those who fight war,
Angel Michael,
and fight demons.
Fight demons.
Of false prophets.
Demons of false prophets.
Demons in
Uganda.
Camp in Uganda.
In the
Chai world.
Camp
in Uganda.
Camp
in the Chai world.
And
Chai Madonna of the chain.
Come
with.
Welcome.
Angel Madonna of the chain.
And his group.
They fight demons.
Who fight demons?
Oh, demons.
And
the
things
will come angels. Angels. Revelation 20.
And
Revelation 20. Verse 1.
And
the angel
with a
big chain.
And
the key of hell.
Of
the pearl of the spirit.
And he
got the dragon.
And he
found in the pit of hell. And the Satan will come here.
Fight
the Madonna of the chain.
Bible
spoken of him.
Jude 1.
Revelation 9.
The
verse 11.
Jabadon,
angel of charge
of
the former space, let the captain of us found in the peace of hell over the world. Demons,
demons,
demons of
sorcery,
demons,
demons
of
sorcery,
demons of my
death.
Angel Michael,
as the
pastor right now,
and Jabadon pastor,
as the capture by,
as the
by,
as the by
demons,
Bible speaks of
him.
Bible says,
Matthew
29,
you can enter
a strong
man's house.
Destroy
his works,
except you
first
capture
the power of
him
and bound him.
That's why
Angel Abaddon
will
come,
come,
new generation,
come
in the church in Uganda,
come
in Uganda,
come in Uganda,
you come in the church, in the
third
world, you pass the church, in the
third
world,
you
attack the world,
in
the third world, in the four corners of the earth, in the four corners of the earth, Angel Abaddon,
Angel Abaddon,
Angel Abaddon,
Jude 1:6,
Jude 1:6, Bible says, even angels
who
keep their dominions,
he
keep in them, in the chains, under the darkness, under the pit of hell,
and
taken to them, in the chapter 2, in the verses 4,
angels
who keep their dominions, in the chains, under the pit, angel of Abaddon,
we
welcome you, angel of fire. Angel call fire. Call angel fire. You be strengthened. You be strengthened. You be strengthened. Hold your neighbor. You hold your neck. Hold your neck. Hold your spirit to pass through you. To lose your voice. To lose your voice. To do anointing. Hold your neck. Hold your neck. Anoint your throat. Anoint you. I pray a prophet. That is a prayer. In the name of Jesus. Angel fire. Angel fire. Angel fire. We welcome you. Although we want it to burn powers of darkness, to burn the sickness, to burn the demon, to burn the angel of fire. How will you do it? But this day, Bible speaks of you in Revelation chapter 14, in verse 18. As the angel in charge of the fire and the son of altar of gold, I welcome you.
Angel of fire.
We welcome you in the army. Bible speaks of you. You said, speak your gifts. You said, spiritual gifts. Bible says in Revelation, but the harvest is few. Lord, we welcome the gifts of the apostles. Lord, send their gifts.
To
seal your gift with much power.
To
seal your gifts.
And
follow the prophet and apostles, pastors, evangelists, and they manifest in the world, and they have knowledge.
So
God has promised us,
from
the first six, that we change this world.
You
have no knowledge.
You
have predicted knowledge.
We
just never
promised
in Jeremiah.
You
send priests, pastors, who have knowledge,
who
understand
it.
Every priest has brought you. Has he brought you? Tell him, Lord, ask me. You brought me. You prayed me. I become a right prophet. I become a right pastor. I become an evangelist. I work of a miracle. He has knowledge. A pastor, a teacher, evangelist, a work of miracle. And it comes clear. I need them, Lord. Let many.
Let
many others.
Uganda
and the world. And they bring a fasting, a prophet and a apostle, and have a fasting, pastors, put a fast on them, Lord, put a fast on them, and they get under your hands, as the Benihin who repented. Oh Lord, your men repent and seek your
light
and come in Uganda. Lord, send your seventh angel spoken of in Revelation chapter 1 and 6. He was spoken saying, do not destroy the earth. Wait to destroy the earth till you seal the children of God. Bible says, Bible says Almighty. Ephesians chapter 3. Ephesians 1:9 and 13. When they preach the gospel,
when
God sealed by the Holy Spirit.
Yet
one who can seal, angel the seventh one, the seventh group, and commander of the seventh trumpet, who sounded the seventh trumpet. Lord, you spoke of him in Ezekiel, the chapter 9. Six men and their bidis. Had the one with the cup, with the righteous kid, and he was told to pass through ceiling and to the children of God, and
look
at the righteous names who
brief
over the gospel of false goods. Lord, let those angels pass seal. The angel of the seal of God
sealed
us for the Holy Spirit, as the Ephesians 4:30, we sealed by the sign of the God through the Holy Spirit. Lord, we thank you. The second of this, those who pray will be given. You've asked it, and you've done it. Give you glory and honor.
We
give this hand clap for you. Thank you, Lord.
Lord,
come back on Sunday.
To
the prayer of warfare. The prayer of warfare. Angel of warp chain. Lord, anoint us.
And
the prayer of warfare. And we destroy altars of Satan. Altars of the devil. All ignorance of God. Altars of power that powers of life. Altars of God. Satan be deported. As we raise the standard. Thank you, Lord.